Your Bible warns of the times of the Gentiles. You were living during this dangerous period. Learn how world events prove this is now the times of the Gentiles. Next on The Key of David with Gerald Fleury.
Greetings, everyone. Do you and I really realize how terribly dangerous this world is? When you look at Russia and China, they are now nuclear superpowers and are literally going about conquering smaller countries and areas or islands or whatever it is, and the world can really do nothing about it. And the only real obstacle standing in their way, it would seem, is the United States of America. But can you imagine what it would be like if there was no U.S. there to stand up to them? Britain and America and France and Germany all together recently condemned Russia for using chemical weapons to poison a secret agent that had turned against them. And, well, it included him and his daughter. And they're both in the hospital, very sick. And that incident is almost identical to one that happened a few years ago. And that secret agent that turned against Russia, well, he is dead now because of that chemical poisoning. Peter Schweizer has written a book, which is really quite a bombshell. And he believes, this is his view, he believes that U.S. politicians are softening their view of China because they have made business deals with themselves and their extended families to the tune of making millions of dollars just to soften their views of China and what it's really doing in the South China Sea and other areas. Now, the name of the book is Secret Empires, but China is accused of seeking out influential politicians and then making certain business deals with them and their extended family so they can make millions of dollars, but they have to soften their view of China. They can't have strong views against them or they wouldn't make all those millions of dollars. Now, that is the accusation. That's his accusation, and he has a lot of facts to support that. But it's his view. If you look at today at China and how they control that South China Sea and a sea gate that goes through that area, they are able to almost totally control the flow of trade through that sea gate in that area, which amounts to about, I think it's about $5 trillion annually flowing through that area, which means China could absolutely wreck the economies of a lot of countries just by controlling that area. Now, what does it all mean? What do you think all this means? What is it all about? Well, surely, if we stop and think about this, with China doing all that and making all these deals and paying all that money, what is their goal? What is their ambition? Surely, we must see a strong motivation there to, take over the world, to conquer the world, and some of the Chinese leaders will even tell you that. So, add to that that China is allied with Russia, also a nuclear superpower. What does it mean if some of our politicians soften down the criticism of either one of those nations? I mean, surely that has to be an abominable thing to do, because look their goal is and what their ambition is. If that is true, it's something that is really a terrible, terrible accusation against somebody in our own nation, some of its leaders. But you, instead of softening the view, when we see what's going on in Russia and China, we ought to be so horrified, we'll do anything to help raise the alarm and let the world see what is coming. This is a horrifying problem. And yet most people don't see it. You know why? Well, a big part of the reason is because, well, quite a lot of people have softened their views. And they ought to intensify them and raise the alarm to the very peak of their ability. But surely the superpowers of this size would be mentioned in your Bible. Surely they would be involved in biblical prophecy. And they are. And you can prove that, and we'll give you all kinds of information today to prove it to you. Notice Luke 21, verses 20 and 22. Verse 20 says, "And when you shall see Jerusalem compassed with armies, then know that the desolation thereof is near." Then verse 22, "For these be the days of vengeance, that all things which are written may be fulfilled." All of them are going to be fulfilled. That is referring to this end time. And all these prophecies are going to be fulfilled. It's right here today in this end time. And all of the major prophecies of the Bible, at least 90% of them, are for this end time. And Jesus Christ Himself made these statements. Now, if he made these statements when He was on earth, how important is that if we really believe our Bibles? Well, we're in the outer edges of that storm right now. That's what you see going on with Russia and China and Iran and even in Germany and Europe, though that is still sort of like under the cloak of the European Union, which is really of itself somewhat deceptive. Verse 24, "And they shall fall by the edge of the sword, and shall be led away captive into all the nations, and Jerusalem shall be trodden down of the Gentiles, until the times of the Gentiles be fulfilled." Now, who are the Gentiles? Well, they're the non-Israelites. There anciently was 12 tribes of Israel. Today there are 12 nations of Israel, but the focus in Bible prophecy is on three of those nations of Israel, the two birthright nations and the scepter nation, or America and Britain. They actually have the name of Israel on them. Our book on the United States and Britain in prophecy makes that very clear. But also, the warning is to Judah, or the nation called Israel today, mistakenly, because it's only one tribe of Israel. Judah, that's the biblical name for those people. But I want to show you what hope there is in this prophecy in spite of all the bad news. I want to show you that there is tremendous hope. What is the main goal of China? What are they trying to achieve? Xi Jinping just announced that he was a lifetime dictator now, although he didn't call himself a dictator, but that's what he is, and he has a massive amounts of nuclear weapons. And he is allied with Russia, and who also has all kinds of nuclear weapons, and one missile that they call the Satan missile that would destroy an entire state like Texas. Just one. What kind of a problem are we looking at here? Is it a time to soften our views, or is it a time to raise the alarm and see, well, what can we do to solve this? And God gives us a solution if we'll just listen to Him. But that doesn't look very much like people are going to do it right now at all. But the times of the Gentiles are spreading like wildfire. And it's really a very simple solution that God gives us if we would only apply it. Notice verse 26 of Luke 21. Men's hearts failing them for fear and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth, for the powers of heaven shall be shaken. See, now the very next verse, notice. And then shall they see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with a power and great glory. Well, how about that? I mean, that's the best news you could possibly hear. These people are coming head to head with Jesus Christ and don't even know it. I want to read to you something, a report I got about my booklet on the prophesied Prince of Russia. We've offered that recently, but if you don't have it, you really do need this because it gives you information that is astounding. Let me read to you what the report said that was given to me. I thought you may be interested to see that a Russian media project called INOSMI has translated your entire booklet, The Prophesied Prince of Russia, into the Russian language and published it on their popular website. They have a popular website. From what I can tell, the translation is a professional and highly accurate one of the entire booklet and all of the relevant scriptures. And it says, you can see on the attached cover page that 40,142 Russian speakers, over 40,000 Russian speakers, not just individuals, but speakers that go out and speak to others. Over 40,000 of them. And so far, we've received 152 comments from those people who've received that message. Now, those are pretty impressive numbers. And that would certainly add up to be easily over 100,000 people receiving that message about the Prince of Russia, Vladimir Putin, and what this all means and what the Bible says about it. So please order the booklet, and all of our literature is free, of course. Iran is an even more aggressive superpower. That is, well, it's about to be a superpower anyhow with nuclear bombs. They're about to get it, and they're taking over more nations even than Russia and China in the Middle East. That's where they're taking their nations and conquering them. And, well, now the promise they have made to the Jewish people is that they're going to wipe them off the map. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu was recently interviewed on a television program by Mark Levin, and he asked him, well, what are your three main problems today? And he said, Iran, Iran, and Iran. Now, that shows you how dangerous they are in the Middle East. And yet, many of our people believe the real problem over in the Middle East is the Jewish nation, which is really, really untrue, I believe. And I can prove that to you. But I'll tell you, I disagree with the Prime Minister about that being his three biggest problems. I'll tell you what the biggest problem, his biggest problem is, and the leaders of America and Britain, their biggest problems is as well, and that is their relationship with God. God could take care of that problem so easily. And He gives us examples in the Bible that shows us how He would do that. No nation is a threat to the Jewish state or the Jewish country or America or Britain if they would just understand that God would protect them if they would let Him. I recently gave you an example of God protecting Jerusalem. King Sennacherib led ancient Assyria was coming to Jerusalem. I mean, that was a superpower of the day, and they were about to destroy Jerusalem. But King Hezekiah sent his messengers to Isaiah the prophet, and he also cried out to God with all his being for God's protection. And in one night, God sent an angel to destroy 185,000 soldiers, and not a weapon was used on either side. And you know something? Paul the Apostle says in Romans 15 and verse 4, 1 Corinthians 10 and verse 11, that we ought to learn from these examples. After all, these are examples in the Jews' own Bible and the Bible of many, most Christians. Now, that's not a fantasy. You see, that just shows the people who think it's a fantasy, just shows how far we are from God. God will protect Israel, he says, if they will obey him and be an example to the world and show the world how they ought to be conducting themselves and how God would bless them. And God has really blessed America and Britain and the Jewish nation. But have they forgotten God? They need to examine that most of all. Hezekiah is a marvelous example for all of us. When you see what God says about these Gentile powers that come on the scene, you can see the four world-ruling empires, all Gentiles, mentioned in Daniel. He calls them beasts. Beasts! Now, if you want to try to reason with a beast, it isn't going to get you what you want. They don't reason with you. They just plot and scheme against you when they become these beast powers. We're talking about world dictators in many cases. And that power goes to their head as it would to almost anybody's, I would think. China just a few years ago gave mobile missile launchers to North Korea. That's where they got those mobile missile launchers. And that, of course, was so that they could launch missiles with nuclear warheads and hit America. Is China our friend? Can we negotiate with them? And can we even really relate and get along with dictators of nuclear powers? Nobody can really get along with them unless they submit to them, it seems. Well, we need to think about that because we have a catastrophe building in this world, and it's all about raging wild beasts who are leading nations. That's what your Bible says. Those are not my words, those are God's words. Notice Revelation 10 in verse 11. And he said unto me, you must prophesy again before many peoples and nations and tongues and kings. Now God promised that he would get a message out there to this world about in all these nations and to all the kings and the different languages and so on. He said he would get that message out there. And we have a booklet. I have written it on Prophesy Again. And you need to get a copy of that. There is a little remnant to get the message out to this world before the times of the Gentiles are fulfilled and just before the second coming of Jesus Christ. Notice verse 1 of chapter 11. And there was given me a reed like unto a rod, and the angel stood, saying, rise and measure the temple of God and the altar and them that worship therein. So here you see actually a big split in God's own church. Among God's own people, you see that happening. 95% of them turned away from God, but there was still, and there still is, a 5% remnant, or the little flock that is going to prophesy again and do what God said and warn Israel about the times of the Gentiles. And they are upon us, and we're living in them right now. The Gentiles are rising in power in outside Israel and even inside Israel. If you understand who the nations of Israel are in Bible prophecy, especially three of them. And our literature will explain all of that to you. Prophesy Again booklet especially will give you a lot of that truth. Now, verse 2. But the court which is without the temple leave out, and measure it not. For it is given unto the Gentiles, and the holy city shall they tread underfoot 42 months. Well, how about that? The times of the Gentiles. This is going to continue for 3.5 years if we don't repent. That's quite a long time, but it's still, that last year is going to be the day of the Lord, which is concluded by the second coming of Jesus Christ. And there's going to be a bloody war, and there's going to be the biggest defeat these armies or any other armies have ever suffered, because Jesus Christ is going to speak to them in the only language they understand, warfare. And the blood will be flowing up to the horses' bridles throughout that valley of Jehoshaphat, to give you an idea of the destruction that's coming on this world and the nuclear power and what it's going to do and what the power of God is going to do, far more powerful than nuclear bombs. But isn't this amazing that all of this is prophesied to be fulfilled in this very end time? Notice the good news here. We don't want to overlook that. And the seventh angel sounded. Mind you, this is same chapter 11, Revelation 11, and it's tied to the times of the Gentiles. And notice what happens here, right at the conclusion of that, or after the times of the Gentiles have been fulfilled, which is the day of the Lord, that last year of that 3.5 years. Notice what it says. Notice this great and wonderful news, the best news you could possibly ever hear. Verse 15, and the seventh angel sounded, and there were great voices in heaven saying, the kingdoms of this world are become the kingdoms of our Lord and of His Christ, and He shall reign forever and ever. Well, how about that? Christ is going to reign forever and ever, and all of these great, powerful dictators that are rising up on the scene are going to face Jesus Christ, and there's a lot going on in Europe, and another superpower is about to burst on the world scene, led by Germany. The Germans are going to be stirring the pot and actually starting World War III as they started World War I and World War II, and incidentally, those ancient Assyrians, well, we have proven time and time again that the modern-day Germans are those Assyrians. That you're about to see right before your eyes, this Holy Roman Empire that's rising up in Europe, and now Germany, well, they're hiding behind the cloak of the European Union, but Germany dominates Europe financially and many other ways right now, and they're building a military that's out of this world. I guess it's the second exporter of armaments in this world, I believe. Can you imagine that? Germany doing that, who was just totally defeated in World War II. So we have another power rising on the world scene, along with Russia and China and Iran. Now comes the Holy Roman Empire. All of them are Gentiles. The Gentiles are rising. Israel, the nations of Israel are going down if they don't cry out to God like Hezekiah did. They're going to suffer a tremendous defeat if they don't do that. Look, we think we can somehow solve these problems. If we just have a good diplomatic force, we can negotiate and we can solve these problems. And God thunders to us that you cannot deal with those people through diplomacy. It's like dealing with a wild beast, dangerous beast. And if you try to negotiate with them, well, they're just going to take advantage of you. But we need to listen, as Daniel says, to his servants, the prophets. And he says, if you will do this and you will help him get this work accomplished, if you look in Daniel 12, verses 1 through 4, that we will shine like the stars forever and ever. What a wonderful reward that is. Until next week, this is Gerald Fleury. Goodbye, friends.
Bribes, assassinations, nuclear weapons development. Nations like China, Russia, and Iran have become increasingly aggressive in recent years. They will stop at nothing to achieve their common goal of dominating the world. Request our free reprint article, The Times of the Gentiles, to learn what your Bible has to say about this alarming trend. As Gentile powers rapidly push toward global takeover, the Western world sleeps. America, Britain, and the Jewish nation in particular have proven unwilling to confront these formidable enemies. Consumed by crippling internal division, social unrest, debt, moral decline, terrorism, lawlessness, and other sins, they have failed to check the advances of China, Russia, Iran, North Korea, and a German-led European Union. Gentile nations are swarming like sharks in bloody water, yet the modern descendants of ancient Israel haven't even noticed. The same is true of God's church. 95% of God's people abandoned the church after Herbert W. Armstrong died in 1986. They stopped watching and praying that world events would fulfill God's will. They stopped warning the world about the times of the Gentiles. They fell asleep at the most urgent time in human history. As punishment, God has removed his protection from them. They will be at the mercy of Gentile armies, armies that have no mercy. You will also receive a copy of Gerald Fleury's free booklet, Prophesy Again. The world today is more chaotic and deadly than ever before. It's during this nuclear age that God gives his church a vital mission, to prophesy again. Mr. Armstrong did this job in a general way. Read Prophesy Again to learn about the tiny, loyal remnant that specifically fulfills this commission. Only one group is delivering a warning message about the rise of Gentile powers. The commission that God has given to his church in this age may be beyond what our human minds can fully comprehend. The mystery of God has to be declared today, but this work is also to teach all humanity that the mystery must be declared to every person ever created. They must be taught not just the mystery, but taught to teach it. Why? Is it possible that God will keep expanding his family throughout the universe forever? All our literature is available free of charge, at no cost or obligation to you. Request The Times of the Gentiles and Prophesy Again. Order now. For the free literature, call toll-free 1-800-339-7629.